This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. You are with Rach and Dean this morning, and we love whenever we get to talk about our fluffy, furry, feathery, fierce friends on breakfast. And it's always a pleasure when we're joined by Marissa DeBattista, CEO of Second Chance Animal Rescue.
Now, Second Chance Animal Rescue is an animal shelter and community hospital in Melbourne's north that helps change the life of many animals with aims to rehome them to families that they can care for properly.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Today we're sticking our claws into the pet behaviours while we aren't home, something that no doubt could drive a person to madness if you have a tricky critter on your hands.
Now, Marissa, you're used to dealing with tricky pets because you get so many that come into the shelter that are getting reacquainted to new surroundings and things like that. So I reckon you've got a lot of creativity up your sleeve when it comes to chaotic pets.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to think on your feet sometimes when you have multiple animals coming through, and they all have such different personalities. But I guess one thing I wanted to chat to today, to you guys today about was the fact that so many of us have gone back to work from working from home for so long. How do you keep your pets happy and healthy when you're at work now and they've been used to us being around and, you know, being working from home and having that constant companionship?
I guess a thing that I worry about is it's all about breaking patterns and boredom. Like, when you leave your house, your pet is at home.
Yeah.
Is pet boredom a thing that we should be worried about?
100%. I mean, we get bored. If I've got nothing to do, I get a little destructive. I don't know about you. My children make a mess if they get bored. It's exactly the same thing. So making sure that they have that physical and mental stimulation is so important.
So what are some common things that you're seeing from pets who are getting bored at home other than destruction?
Destroying everything.
Yeah, of course. Well, look, I'd hide your shoes if you have a destructive puppy. I've lost a lot of pairs along the way. But look, it's about their physical health at the same time. I don't know about you. If I sit in front of a computer all day, I'm physically exhausted by the end of the day because I've had that mental enrichment. So it's so important that we think about that when we're leaving our pets alone for hours at a time.
I guess the thing that you've got to think of is they still need a way to keep active. 9 out of 10 times that people think about how you're going to keep active with a pet, oh, let's go for a walk because they need to poo.
Yep.
But suddenly when you're leaving and going to work, they're stuck in these surroundings.
Exactly.
How do you rejig your space to keep it safe for your pet?
Well, look, even what you just said then, Dean, you know, taking your dog for a walk, for example, you think that that's enough. But if you think about it, it physically makes them tired from the walk itself. But letting them stop and smell, you know, you hear people talking about letting them sniff. When a dog actually stops and smells everything, they're picking up every single pee mail that every dog has left on every tree around there. And it keeps them mentally active. You know, their brains are stimulated. That brain power is such an important thing that we need to think about what we can do for our pets when we leave them alone, things we can do to keep them busy, to make sure that by the end of the day, they've actually had a fun day themselves, even if we're not there.
Yeah.
That sounds, what are some of your top tips for keeping your pets active and keeping their minds busy whilst we're out?
Yeah, one of the things that I actually like to do is I don't feed my pets from a bowl. So not just putting their food in a bowl and saying, hey, here you go, and 2 seconds later it gets scoffed down. Feed them slowly. Use food dispensers. You don't need to use, there's all these really expensive food puzzle treats that you can buy, but you can DIY that yourself. If you've got a box lying around, an empty toilet roll, you can put the food in there and just fold the ends, and they use their brains to try and grab that food, and it keeps them physically stimulated and mentally stimulated.
Oh my gosh, this is blowing my mind, because that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, the trick now, I never thought about it because I don't have a pet, obviously. I can barely keep up with plants, so a pet's a whole other story as well. But I was thinking as you were talking, oh, we keep thinking, okay, we've taken them for a walk. Yeah. Now we're home and we can get on with our relaxing. Yeah. But for them, that's kind of possibly the start of their day or the start of what they're trying to do.
I'm laughing really hard at this because if you give a toilet roll to my parents' dog, you will find pieces of cardboard around your house for the next 12 months because he will rip it into the tiniest shreds and then probably eat some and poop it out again later. Chaos, absolute chaos.
I'm sure he has a ball doing that too. And yeah, you look, you do need to be careful. You don't want them digesting bits and pieces. But as I said before, there's some great food dispensing toys you can pick up from your local pet stores that they have to work at to get the pieces of kibble in. You know, put a little smear of peanut butter in them. You know, put different flavours and tastes and things like that to keep them enriched.
We are talking pet peeves and how to keep your pet active when you aren't home or even when you are with Marissa from Second Chance Animal Rescue. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and we're joined by Marissa from Second Chance Animal Rescue as we're talking how to keep your pets occupied and active when you're not necessarily home. And as we've been doing this, everyone, I know Rach is in the Joy Bunker, but I've got Rach set up so I can see Rach's face. As we've been doing the interview, I can see Rach's brain like getting so excited to ask more creative questions about how to keep your pet active.
I have so many questions for you, Marissa. So how do you feel about leaving the TV or the radio on for the dog?
Great idea. Look, keeping pets stimulated is so important when we're not at home. So having the radio going or the TV is a great idea. My dogs love to just sleep the day away on the couch and watch ABC Kids all day, I think. It's they tend to be pretty relaxed playing the kids' station. So that works for me.
I guess it's just keeping their senses going. But the thing that I keep worrying about, like, you can do all these things to keep them active, but when you come home, you've still got to remember that they haven't had the same experience that you've had. So you've got to kind of plan to make sure they're getting out, being active and doing all those kinds of things.
Yeah. How much is the ideal amount of time to be taking them out of the house each day?
Yeah, good question. Look, every animal's really different. So it depends on the type of a dog you've got, I guess. If you've got a hybrid, high-energy breed dog, then obviously you might need to take them out a little bit longer, but a couch potato is going to be happy with a 10-minute walk. So it really does depend on the individual dog itself.
One of the things that I keep thinking about, like the way in which we know a dog or a pet may be not be okay, is when you come home and they've made a mess of something, like destroyed a pillow or something like that. It could be just their way of occupying themselves. But what if it's the other flip side to it? Like if your dog might not be as active, how do you know for sure to check in and make sure they're doing all right?
There's lots of different things you can do. I mean, these days we've got so many tools technology-wise. You can even video conference in with your pets. Have you seen those really cool apps where you can see your dog from work, from your phone, and some you can even talk to?
Really?
Some you can let a treat fly out.
Really? Yes. Okay, so this is like what we're doing now. Rach is in the Joy Bunker. I can still see Rach clearly, like Rach is sitting opposite me. It must be, that would actually be really nice. So you can kind of make noises and do things to make sure that they're still engaging. But I wonder if it drives the dog a little crazy because they don't know where you are.
It probably does. And especially when there's a treat coming out. I mean, I'd love someone to be throwing me treats if I'm stuck at home. Rach, what type of treat do you want? We'll throw something your way.
Yeah, exactly. Great. A Tim Tam.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Got it.
I've got a question though. So we look after my parents' dog, who is a very active dog. He needs at least 2 full-hour walks a day, if not just like throwing the ball at the park constantly for 45 minutes.
Yep.
Wow.
But we leave him things like Kongs full of peanut butter and Bickies. He's got one of those little things where he has to use his nose to get all the treats out and stuff. But he will ignore them and he'll spend the entire day on the bed if you're not home.
Oh.
Is he depressed? What do we need to do?
Poor little papa. I guess maybe changing it up, you know, keeping things the same for pets gets a bit boring at the same time. Just like us, we need a bit of variation. So maybe try some different bits and pieces. Maybe grab some new toys from the pet store. Bring him along and he can pick his own. That's a really fun thing to do.
Oh, God, that'd be like a kid in a candy store,
I
reckon.
Yes, you bring your wallet, I would say. Make sure that it's pretty full. But change the type of scents that you're using. So, like I said, you can put in your Kongs. It doesn't have to be the same kibble. You can use wet food. You can freeze them. You can fill them with fruits and different bits and pieces that are okay for dogs. You can put a smear of, what did you like before? Dean, you were talking about Vegemite.
Vegemite, that
works. Yeah. Peanut butter. Make sure that it's a healthy form of peanut butter with no xylitol. That's something to be conscious of.
Hang on
a
second. What is that? I don't know what that is.
Oh, so it's I believe it's like a sugar substitute in some of the low-fat forms of peanut butter, but it's actually poisonous to dogs. It's in a couple of other bits and pieces as well. So knowing what's okay for your dogs and cats to have and what's not is really important. But lots of different options when it comes to what you can put in Kongs. You said you're taking him for a walk, which is really important, but is he getting time to sniff and actually use his mental power and go around and figure out what's going on in the world, or is it just physical exercise that he's getting?
Oh, he loves a good sniff. Yeah. And it's hilarious. He will talk to every dog on the walk. And when I say talk, I mean he sniffs their butts. Yeah. Yeah. Or their noses. Perfect. If they're not into butts. But when he's at home and there's a dog on the television, he will go psychotic at the TV. Oh. So super friendly to dogs on the street, hates dogs on the TV.
Yeah, it's his house. Get out of my house, he's saying.
Exactly.
And horses. Oh, gosh, oh. Don't be a horse on my TV.
Damn. Well, look, like I said, making sure that you let them play hide and seek when you're not home. You're hiding treats around the house. I'm sure you'd like it if you found a Tim Tam hiding under a couch right now. You know, ensuring that there's treats hidden around where they can use their sense of smell, leave the TV on, leave the radio on, make sure that their day varies, you know, change it around a little bit for them.
These sound like such easy tips and tricks you can do just to make your pet's experience so much better. Marissa, thank you for coming in and joining us this morning. We love our catch-ups every single month. It makes me more confident every time you're here. Aww. Because it makes me think, oh, I could actually look after a pet. Now, before you go, yeah. I hear that Second Chance Animal Rescue is nominated for an award.
Oh, we are. So we've been nominated. We're finalists in the Australian Women's Small Business Awards, which is really exciting.
That's so fantastic.
Thank you.
So are you gonna go and glam up?
Yeah,
and
there's an event in Sydney in a couple of weeks, I believe. We'll see how we go. But last time we were there, we won it, which was fantastic. And there was a presenter. Jessica Rowe was a presenter. Oh, so lovely. I was all frocked up and got to wear my sequins. And I might have to borrow something, I reckon.
Let me know if you want to wear my poodle wig.
I would love to so much. Yes, please.
Well, we can't wait to hear all about how you go next time you come and visit us here at Joy Breakfast.
Great.
Yes, and I've heard that there's some other exciting Second Chance Animal Rescue events happening soon.
Yeah, we've got always need to be on our toes and thinking of new fundraisers. We've got an awesome art event later in August that people can jump on our website and find out some info about, where pets and artists are coming together to help create pieces of art to help fundraise for us, which is really exciting.
We absolutely love
Gorgeous.
That. I'll be sure to share all the details of that up on our Joy Breakfast social media this morning. Thank you so much for joining us
Thanks,
this morning,
guys.
Marissa.
I love chatting with you guys. Thanks again.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.